Tune into this week's Xamarin Essential API of the Week, where I'm going to show you how to share files to other applications with a single line of code. So tune in. Welcome back, everyone, to another Xamarin Essential API of the Week. Today, we're talking about sharing a file or multiple files, which is a really cool addition to the Share API. Now, you may have remembered from a previous Essential API of the Week, the Share API that enabled you to share text with other applications. So, for example, you may want to share text with an email or SMS or maybe Twitter or Facebook or something like that. You can tie into that system. Well, this API has been expanded to enable you to share files, which is very, very nifty, especially for things like email support or diagnostic logs or just about anything that you may want to attach and share from your user's perspective. So let's see how easy it is to integrate this API in a few lines of code. So let's get started. Well, I get started everywhere, the same exact place here in these API of the Week videos, which is inside of the documentation. Now, Xamarin Essentials is included with every single template, but if you don't see it, simply hit that Get Started with Xamarin Essentials to install the NuGet and read the setup guide for a little bit more information. Below down here are feature guides of every single API inside of Xamarin Essentials, and down here is that share one. This is really nice because it'll tell you if you need any additional setup inside of your code. And then down here, it will describe all of the different APIs. So here's the share that we talked about earlier. Here's the file, multiple files, and even talks about if you're working on iPad applications, that you may want to present a presentation bound to like do the little popover from. So really nice API docs. So let's head over into Visual Studio and get started. Now, the share API has been in Xamarin Essentials from the very first version. However, the file API and multiple files was added more recently in version 1.6. So you want to definitely update your NuGet packages to the latest and greatest version. As of today of this recording, it's version 1.6.1. So you at least want that version or higher inside of your apps. Now, of course, I've installed it in my .NET Standard project and any of my head projects, so iOS, Android, or Windows. Now, our share page previously had a way for us to enter text, had a button to share that text, and I've added since then another button that says share file. So what we're going to do is read the information from the entry here and put that into a file that will then be shared. So let's look at the code behind. And previously, that share button had request async, and it took in a share text request. If I zoom in over here on the share button, I've marked this as asynchronous. And we can do something similar, which is await share.requestAsync. And now you can do a file request, a multiple file request, a text request, simple text, or text and a string and a title to it. So you have those options on it. So lots of overrides. We're going to do a simple new share file request here. This is very simple. This one has a bunch of overrides as well to it, where you can put in a base file, a share file, a title and a file. So a bunch of things inside of here. So whatever you may want to put in here. So let's just go ahead and expand this here. And the first thing we're going to do is we're going to say title equals hello from Xamarin Essentials. That'll be our share title that's displayed on some operating systems. I'm going to have a file. And this file has a new helper on top of it. So this is a base file that we've been using, and there's a share file. So we're just going to say new share file here. And what this is going to need is a path that we can set up here. So whatever we have from disk. So we're just going to say path, and that's it. Now let's go ahead and fill in this information. So here, what we'll do is we'll simply say, var path equals string.empty, and we'll start there. So that way all our errors are gone. Let's go ahead and fill this in. The first thing we're going to do is take the text that is from the share entry here, and we can check it. So we'll say var info equals entry share.text, and we'll say if string.is null or white space in the info, let us simply return. Then what we'll do is we have this info. we can come in and we can say var file, path, we'll say path now, actually equals path, which is part of system.io. We'll combine a temporary storage path. And we learned earlier about the file system helpers here. And you can put data into the app data or cache directory. So we'll just put this in the cache directory. And we'll say attachment.txt. So that's the file that we're going to write to. And that's the same path on disk that the share file will use. Now all we need to do is write some text. So I'll say file.writeAllText. And this is part of system.io. So it's all built in for you in .NET. Here is the path, and we will say info. There we go. So just like that, we have now our path with our cache directory. We're going to write the text to it and then share it. That's it. Just one line of code updated instead of taking a share text request, and now it takes a share file request, and we're good to go. So let's go ahead and double check and deploy this here and get it up into our application. So again, this can be anything on disk. We're writing it ourselves, but this may be, for example, a file that you downloaded from the internet, maybe a PDF, maybe it's some other log cache that you have locally on disk, and you're going to go ahead and share that out. So in this case, it's a kind of rudimentary example, but I use this in my applications for a lot of debug logs. Maybe my users are having errors and I want to log a bunch of information and then share that. So I have that when they file a report. All right, here we go. Let me go ahead and add some breakpoints over here so we can really see this work. But this is the same application we've been using the entire time for Xamarin Essentials API of the Week with all of our different APIs. Look at them. And here is share. And I'll put in here, hello there. There we go. And then I can say share file. Now over back in our code, we're going to create a path. So our path over here, if I zoom in, is data, my essentials, cache, attachment over here. I'm going to then write to disk. So now that path and that file has hello there. And we'll continue on and we'll see the share picker. We can see that the title shows up right here, hello from Xamarin Essentials, because I have that down here. And I'm going to open this in Gmail. So different apps can accept different things, but there you have it. There's my mock, my Craigslist email that I use. And then I also have the attachment.txt right inside of there. You can add additional information in there too, but boom, you are good to go. And you can combine that up. Now, I will say that here, this is a generic share. So you may want specifically to do something else, such as use the email API if you're using an email. That would only send out emails. But here you can see that I can attach this to things like messages or save to drive or other things based on the user's device. But there you have it. Just a single line of code to simply start sharing files with other applications. So definitely check out all of the documentation, which I'll put down in the show notes below. And of course, this sample, which is available on GitHub. Hope that you enjoyed this Xamarin Essential API of the Week and all of the other Xamarin Essential API of the Weeks. And if you have any questions, feel free to leave them down in the comments below. But until next time, I'm James Montemagno, and thanks for watching. Hey, it's James. I'm just checking in and wanted to thank you for watching this awesome Xamarin Essential API of the Week. Now, don't forget to do all the things, such as like, subscribe, and ding that notification bell for even more videos. And while you're here, check out more Xamarin Essential API videos of the week. They're all right here. Go do it right now. It's awesome.